to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 31. I'm your host, Noobs, editor-in-chief of ShufflingDead.com, and joining me as always is Shuffling Deadcast co-host, Salsi.
Hello.
And back once again, guest reviewer, Weskimo.
Yep.
And finally, one more guest this week, a new person, a particular person.
Hooray!
Hooray.
Hello.
Hi.
A particular person is an occasional contributor on Shuffling Dead. She wrote one piece for us, and it was really funny, actually. It was things I learned from viewing a bitch slap.
It was a very informative movie.
Yeah.
So,
solved a lot of life's questions.
It did. I learned a lot.
Salsi, I'm going to go ahead and turn things over to you for our weekly listener feedback.
So Kelsey Lynn commented on our Pokemon article. Where they talk about the remake of Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny. And she says, figures that they do this the year I consider being Officer Jenny for Halloween.
Yeah, I guess she's not going to want to hack her hair off for that one.
I thought that Pokemon
maybe it's just tucked under.
Pokemon?
So did I.
I did not know that Pokemon was still a thing. I am impressed.
Something that the Japanese will never let go of.
No.
Oh, dear.
The anime continues.
It, like, started it all, didn't it? Like, because my little brothers used to love it. Like, the Pokemon and the Digimon. Oh, dear.
Excuse me, Salsi, but you just played through one of the games.
I didn't watch the anime.
No, well,
that's
neither
totally
do
different.
I.
Yeah.
You know all the characters from it.
I used to watch it.
Wasn't it like, I remember my mom saying something about they were trying to learn how the kids learned all these names when they couldn't remember, like, math equations, but they knew, like, 200 names of fucking, like, Pokemon, so.
Yeah, they're really good about repeating that shit over and over again.
Wasn't there, like, a song at the end that they just basically rattled off, like, 50 Pokemon?
And they'd also have little breaks where they'd be like, guess the Pokemon, and you'd try to figure it out, and, you know, all kinds of ways of ingraining it in children's brains.
So, were those the new Pokemon characters?
Well, they have a black-white special anime.
What?
It's old characters, but they've been redesigned.
Oh. Was that their new design?
Yes. Oh. Anything else, Salsi?
One more comment on the main site. AJ says, don't unfreaking dock with plexes in your damn cargo hold.
I have
In regards to our EVE Online destroying real world money article.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's saying don't travel throughout space where it could get damaged or destroyed.
Is that MMO speak or is it specifically EVE speak?
It's specific EVE speak.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's
We usually leave all MMO talk to Salsi.
Yeah.
That's it for feedback.
No more feedback. Okay, let's head into news then. Just to finish up our Pokemon discussion, you know, as we said, Pokemon anime continues. What do you guys think of the new character designs here? Officer Joy and Nurse Jenny.
For the nurse chick,
yeah.
Didn't they just change her outfit? Is that what they changed?
Yeah, her hair looks the same.
Yeah.
Her clothes look less ridiculous, less like the nurses you see
in
porn.
Is this what they look
the
like?
Cop is looking.
Black and white?
She looks like...
What's that guy? What's the man in the... James, isn't that a thing?
Jesse and James, Team Rocket. Yeah, he does kind of... She looks like that.
Did they say why they changed him? Was it just for shits and giggles? Or
the whole... It looks like they're going a little high class with the anime. This looks like they're applying themselves a little better here. And
Woman of Pokemon.
Salsi's opening
up. There we go.
a classic Shuffling Dead piece from 2001. This
I see.
Is,
I see what you mean.
Me talking about the original Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny and how sexy they were.
Some nice fan art
Some
there.
Excellent fan art.
You can almost
art.
See her gooch in the script.
Why do you think he posted it?
There you go. Good old anime naughtiness.
Yeah.
All right, Weskimo, here's a new story you commented on.
Oh, God.
Oh, this one. I read this one. I watched him. He's very
what did
charismatic.
You see?
He's like...
I didn't watch it. I have to go.
He's the cool pastor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is. And then he's all like, our children are being corrupted by the devil.
Anyway, why don't
vampires.
You introduce the beast?
Yeah, sorry.
So this is a video with this Mark Driscoll guy. He's the, like, Mr. Hip and With It Seattle pastor who previously hated on Avatar quite a bit. And now he's hating on Twilight. And, it's...
Dangerous place to go there.
It's exactly why all these religious wingers hate on Twilight or anything good like Harry Potter.
You said Twilight's good, huh?
Well, you know... Damn it.
Sure did.
Tricked again.
Things like Harry Potter, Twilight, that, you know, just because they have sorcery, witchcraft, etc. in there, immediately it's evil, it's Satan speaking through art, etc., etc. And the only thing unique about this guy is, like, Mr. Cool. Mr. Cool Pants.
He did make a good point, though, that all these girls are reading these stories about guys who want to eat them, mm-hmm. but they're in love with them.
See,
I didn't mind
his
demanding to be
Or this is true. Many women should be demanding more.
Oh my god. See, I knew that Salsi would enjoy having other females on our guest today. See, I didn't mind a lot of his points so much, but then he turned it all back into this is clearly evil devil speak because.
Yeah.
Like, and what did I comment about?
Mormon.
He compared the writer of Twilight. Isn't she a Mormon?
She is, and this whole thing is kind of a Mormon parable.
Yeah, so he kind of goes crazy on that, and I'm just mm-hmm. like, really? Just because the chick wrote a book and happens to be Mormon?
My favorite part was when he's like,
the devil.
Well,
they're
honestly,
not reading the Bible, they're reading about vampires.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my, you know, that was my favorite part, too. He's basically saying, they're wasting their time reading. They should be reading the Bible. Like, come on, man. Like, are children not allowed to expose themselves to any part of culture except what you prescribe them?
I don't think children are ever allowed to expose themselves.
To culture.
He did qualify.
I don't know, some of that anime stuff. Questionable.
I'd say it's questionable culture, but...
Really
watch Pokemon, kids. You'll learn a lot.
About culture, right?
You'll learn about Nurse Joy.
Yeah.
Think about all those, like, fantasy books that have been around for, like, years and years and years and stuff. You know
all
what I mean?
All devil
like,
worship.
Yeah, clearly.
What about those
been
books that are, like, women from the Stone Age?
Which
those are man's ones.
Oh, God.
Like,
I
kind of the clay of women. It's about evolution, too.
Anyway,
oh,
this guy's a colossal tool. Moving on.
I thought he was very charismatic and funny.
Okay, here's a good
what the
story.
Fuck is this?
But, Salsi sent me. Salsi, what do you think about this one?
I don't really have too much of an opinion.
Well,
I want you to smell like Lando Calrissian and have the bottle with the little cape on.
There's some brand new fragrances put out by the official Star Wars crew there, George Lucas.
Fuck you, George Lucas.
It's a perfume for ladies. What's the female one called here?
Something about Leia being chained.
Slave Leia perfume.
Right. Slave Leia perfume. And it's a nice little bottle of some pink stuff, and there's a chain hanging off of it to remind you of when she was Jabba the Hutt's slave.
Why isn't it wearing a bikini?
Would make more sense. This is like the cheapest looking shit ever. Like, they put a cape on a bottle.
And then,
yes.
The other one for men is called Orlando, and it's really cheap looking, as a particular person was saying. It's a cheapo ball of men's fragrance wearing a cape.
Are you familiar with the Star Wars perfumes?
There's Star Wars perfumes?
Yeah, let's talk about those.
Or Star Trek. Star Trek.
Oh,
very Star Trek.
There's a pretty hot lady in them. 20 years. And
that's because
bro,
it's
so.
Called what?
Ponfar. Oh, yeah.
The fuck is Ponfar?
When Vulcans mate, apparently.
Vulcans
once every 7 years, go through something called Ponfar, which is a...
They basically go into heat, from my understanding.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if they don't mate, they will die.
Not really.
I thought we were. Anyways. They don't mate, they will die. That sounds like something the men Vulcans are like, yeah, because we only get it every 7 years. You have to do this or you will die.
Which brings us to something we talked about last week, but I think now is a good time to bring it up, now that we're talking about the different perfumes.
Star Trek.
Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Oh, well, I still say it's Star Wars versus Star Trek.
We'll get to that later. So a quick, what's everyone's opinion?
Oh, yeah, so the question of the week last week was Star Wars or Star Trek, which one's better? The general consensus seemed to be Star Trek.
It looks that way, Westcombe.
It was appalling to me that this result came up, because, yeah. I mean, really, Star Trek has so much suck. I mean,
so
granted,
Star Wars,
okay,
Star Wars.
Episode 1, 2, 3, not so good.
Exactly.
But the Star Wars universe, I find way cooler.
You think so, there was?
I do. And then Star Trek, like you said, time-wasting potential.
Yeah, massive.
Fine. But, I mean, most of that time-wasting potential is awful.
But let's go through
Voyager?
Okay, listen, though. In total, There are 6 Star Wars movies, really, yeah, and that's about it. There's some spin-off stuff. And then Star Trek, you've got 11 movies and 30 TV series, right, seasons. So, I mean, yes, there's a lot of suck in there, but there's so much good found in there, too. Ugh. And comparing...
Anything with Pen-
but you have to volume, but you have to slog through so much crap to get to one episode of goodness.
Why can't we love
But you
both
have to slog them? Through episode one, yeah,
the
even
question
once.
Isn't, are they both good? Because I'll watch some Star Trek. But, I mean...
Star Wars sucks.
It does. It's so much
Rogue
more
is
awesome.
Rat
it's so bad. George Lucas is a bad director, a bad writer, a bad everything.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
His movies are just shit. Granted, they started some sort of movie.
I would say
thing,
the universe they created is pretty damn cool.
It is cool.
Oh, of
it
course
is cool.
And
it
way
is.
Cool, and cooler than the Star Trek universe, is what I'm saying.
That may very well be, but in terms of entertainment value, I give it to Star Trek.
I'm going to go to Star Trek.
You sort of said it right.
I
say it fast enough.
Yeah. All right, next news story here. This is a story about the world's first 3D porn, which is currently being filmed in Hong Kong, but starring Japanese actors because the director felt that the Hong Kongese actors were not kinky enough, basically. They were too conservative. And that's amusing on its own way. But, I mean, the first 3D porn, guys. And,
that's really exciting. It's like someone's
ladies,
giant wang going to, like, come at me at the screen.
It's going to smack you with the face. Right?
Good point. This pornography in particular, it seems to be the director's trying to appeal to people of all, you know, tastes. It's trying to make it more tasteful. Try to appeal to ladies more with some romance in there, not just raw sex. What do you guys think?
Raw sex, but romance.
Well,
my question is, do we need glasses or not?
Yeah, I don't know what the technology
is
in play.
That's going to take away from the experience if you need to wear glasses, I would think. Because, really, who wants to watch porn with big, dorky glasses?
Well, if you got a 3DS and you watched it on there, you could see it without glasses.
Are those little things, though?
The Nintendo DS. They make a 3DS now is the new one.
Yeah, but they're still going to be, like, tiny. Not big enough for...
You're not going to be watching it on your big
50-inch
TV.
You're going to, like, when you're in bed.
You know,
okay,
the thing
okay,
is, though, you got to hold that thing right in front of your face with one hand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you guys honestly find this any better than regular porn? Like,
I think it's worse because you have to watch it in public.
I think it would be something that's more an entertainment value as opposed to
you go with
the porn value.
Yeah, and I'm assuming the way he's selling it as being so classy, it's not going to be all that like cheesy 3D stuff they do in like horror movies where it's like, whoa, look at it coming towards you, which would be awesome. That's what I want to see. I want to see the dick like,
you. Come shot in my eye.
Off, you're wiping your own.
Yeah. Well, don't they have those in like Disneyland where they something happens on screen and you get shot with water or whatever? Think about that, guys.
I don't think I will. Anyways.
Is that your fantasy?
Yes. I want to feel the sweat.
Speaking of fantasies, imagine you co-founded Microsoft.
Mm.
Wouldn't you be like the most powerful man in the world? Well, half of the
One most powerful.
Yeah.
Sure.
You would have the power to sue Apple, Google, AOL, Facebook, eBay, Netflix, Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, YouTube, and YouTube.
Staples?
Yeah.
Really?
All of those.
All of those. At once.
Because
Apple?
They are using some of its patents or something.
This is Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft. And, he's suing all of these companies because supposedly he has this other company, not Microsoft, that holds patents on things like showing web browsers related products when you're looking at a product page, just like you would on Amazon. Yeah, and he has the worst teeth I've ever seen.
He looks like
the founder and chairman of Vulcan Inc.
He looks like the fucking emperor. He does, doesn't he? He has the exact same teeth
like
as the emperor. Yep.
That's bad hair. That's like comb over bad. That's like Donald Trump worse than.
He's only the 37th richest person in the world,
oh,
so only about 13.5 billion.
So
he's
trying to jump that a little bit,
but
yeah. World's biggest company.
Alan, you could go fuck yourself, quite frankly. If you're that rich, you don't need anyone.
So,
that's just compensation for something.
Whenever stories like this come up, a lot of people in the tech world get up in arms and they start saying, This is why we shouldn't allow these kinds of ridiculous lawsuits where you're basically just patent trolling. You just get as many insane patents as you can so you can lunge a company as soon as they make it rich. I mean, should you be allowed to patent things as obvious as showing related articles on your website?
No,
that's stupid.
In that case, aren't we in trouble?
Yes, we're fucked, actually. Paul Allen is coming for us next.
That's just greedy. I don't know. And
I sue the internet.
Yeah.
Come
pretty
on.
Pretty much.
I mean, think about shit is out there. Like, it's a pretty fine line before everyone starts suing everyone and we all go to camp.
Yeah, I think people are way too sue happy in general. And really, doesn't everybody benefit if we can kind of share technology like that? That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to do anything if they're afraid they're going to get sued for it?
That's true, too.
Speaking of things that have been done before.
Right now, it's hat.
A long time ago on the site, I wrote a little article about a video that this Japanese artist, whose name is Takashi Murakami, was called Akihabara Majoko Princess. It was Spider-Man's girlfriend singing, Kirsten Dunst, that's right. Anyways, he's at it again with something pretty amusing here. He did a photo shoot with Britney Spears, and so far I'm hearing people are saying she's looking hot.
She's looking pretty good.
May the one on the left more
so. The
left
shot looks good. The right shot looks like a scary Courtney Love sort of.
Yeah, she does look Courtney Love, and it's been hot. I like it. It looks different.
I mean, she's wearing a little schoolgirl unitard and backpack, so
you wouldn't guess it's Britney Spears, though. I like it.
So
a little Courtney Love-esque, I agree.
It turns out the reason this artist took these photos was that he was trying to recreate some scenes from a controversial manga.
Yes, thank you.
Called My Wife is a Grade Schooler.
I didn't know that. It's manga?
Yeah, it's pronounced manga.
I learned something new.
And this manga got into some trouble back when Japan was debating banning images of underage-looking girls in sexually questionable...
Hey, we talked about that earlier.
Yes. In,
hooray.
In sexually...
It's amazing what a circle jerk our podcast is.
Questionable sexual ways that young girls are portrayed in Japanese pop culture, especially in manga and video games. And he was basically, he did these photos because he was opposed to the ban. He wanted to show that manga like that is art. What do you guys think?
Shit. I don't know. Taking advantage of a young girl is not art. It's taking advantage of a young girl.
Well, no, we're talking about manga, though.
Oh.
It's all
drawn. Okay, well, that's... It borders on creepy, but... I don't know.
I think it firmly puts its foot past the line into creepy.
But yeah, is it art, Weskimo? And should it be allowed to exist?
I'm not an art person.
You know what? Let them do whatever they need to. You know, if that's what it takes for these guys to, I don't know.
What happens when it turns into the Love Plus video game?
What's Love Plus video
game? Oh.
My wife is a high schooler.
Oh. See, if it keeps them from actually going after a high schooler when they're like 40,
Have
you been on a Japanese train before?
The funny thing about the Love Plus girls, speaking of Love Plus, is one of them was going to be a college girl, but then they mixed it at the last minute and made her a high school girl, too.
So these are, like, fake girls.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's a video game. It's a video game. It's called Love Plus, and they basically have a fake girlfriend in the game.
Or
a real girlfriend.
Real life days before in their basement, not in the streets.
Fine.
Yeah. Sorry, what did you say?
You have to go through 100 real life dates before you can, like, make a love confession.
What do you mean, real life dates?
Real life days, like 100 days go by before you ask.
Oh, I thought you said dates. I'm like, how are you taking fucking things on a date?
Well, you do that too.
Oh,
you can get tours with them.
Yeah, people go on trips and stuff.
What?
And yeah, it's we've gone over them in the podcast.
One guy married his.
Yeah,
I did. I remember that. But you know what? If I don't know.
So Salsa, you got really worked up about the whole young girl manga stuff before. I mean, what do you think about his statement with these photos?
I don't know.
Like, is it art?
No. It's not. But
what about when Britney Spears is in it?
It's hot. I don't know if it's art.
She's looking good. All right. Some question marks there, but let's go on. Once again, the most boring articles we run on the site. Another Blockbuster doom and gloom story. A couple months ago, we reported that Blockbuster was pretty much, it was going down the shitter. Delisted from the New York Stock Exchange because their stock was worth less than $1. sitting at 18 cents at the time.
That's quite a bit less than a dollar.
And pretty much everybody at the time was saying it's inevitable, they're going to file for bankruptcy, and lo and behold, here we are. It's in the works, folks. Mid-September, they're going to be filing for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. And their plans are to close 500 to 800 stores during that time. They're going to try to get out of the leases they own in all those stores.
Like 500
stores. They have like 3,000 left.
How?
Because they keep borrowing money.
There's like 5 or 6 in Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, there are.
So you're saying there's like 3,000?
They've been in trouble for like 2 years now, haven't they?
Oh.
Yeah. Why weren't they downsizing before?
Yeah, they were. This has continued.
I went to Blockbuster the other day looking for a movie. I couldn't find anything.
Okay, I've gone there like 10 times. Find the old Pride and Prejudice, not there.
Yeah. It's shit, like...
I mean, what you gotta do is go to those independent places that just stock absolutely everything.
You know what you do? Go to the internet.
Also the internet. Well, yeah. As it turns out, a lot of people are going to the internet. Blockbuster's lost a ton of their business to both Netflix and those Redbox dollar rental kiosk boxes you find all over the place these days.
What is that?
There's one in the mall. Like, it's like a vending machine. You rent a movie for a dollar and then you bring it back the next day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool.
They're all over the States.
Yeah.
Sweet. Is Netflix, do you have to pay, like, monthly
for
Netflix? Yeah. It hasn't come to Canada yet, but it's
in the works. It's in the works. It's coming.
Okay.
So, I believe you can pay for it, you just can't, like, do anything.
You just can't what?
Do anything.
Yeah, it's not really set up in Canada yet.
That's okay.
So they're almost $1 billion in debt, and apparently they have no money to invest in these new streams of business because all they do with all their income is pay off the interest on their debt. So they want to file for bankruptcy so they can get out of paying that for a while, build up some cash, and, you know, invest it in making money again. And in case all of that isn't amusing enough to you Blockbuster haters out there, their stock is now worth 11 cents. The whole company is worth $24 million. But back in 1994, Viacom thought it was worth $8.4 billion when they bought and later got rid of the company. Wow. But look at that, $8.4 billion down to $24 million, folks.
Power of the internet. Fuck, it's so expensive to rent movies anyway.
So,
I know.
Why would you?
Exactly. Why would you spend $6 to rent a movie from Blockbuster when you can get it from those kiosks for a dollar, right? And then their game rentals are even worse. It's like $9 for 3 days or something.
I lost my mind the last time I rented a game. Mm-hmm. It was like $11 for a 2.5 day. No, it worked.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was like $11 for like 2 days, and I'm just like, I could practically like just, you know, 5 times that, and I'm buying the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get to play it forever. So
exactly, and
you could rent it yourself and make a killing.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, Super Nintendo games, 3 games for a week for $6.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm not imagining that, am I?
No, it was like, what was it, Video Movie House or whatever, man. It was right near our place,
So I don't know what the hell, folks. They're gouging people and they're losing customers. So good riddance, Blockbuster, as I always like to say. I'd like to put it to the panel, who else do you want to see go out of business?
Your mom.
Wow. That's harsh. Mm. I don't know. His mom's kind of a nice lady.
Aww. All right. We finally have a third person here to defend her.
I like your garden.
Thank you. Mm. Hey. This is sexual. Hey.
Wow, your mind is in the gutter today.
Walmart is an evil corporation.
They're pretty
Walmart
damn evil.
Can't go out yet. They're in their heyday.
They're making way too much money.
This is true. I went in there the other day, I admit, and I found stuff like for like $20 cheaper in other stores. But this service is atrocious.
It is.
Yeah, why is that,
Wes?
You don't
go to Walmart for service, though. Yeah, Wes, you know about Walmart.
I worked there like 7 years ago.
For how long?
Like a year.
One of my friends used to work there, and she had to like go in early before it opened and sing songs.
Yeah,
I got to avoid that.
Why?
Because I didn't open and I didn't close.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Give me a W, give me an A, give me an L, give me a...
Squiggle. Dance.
Also known as a tilde. Is it pronounced tilde? Tilde?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We move on from Walmart.
I suppose, folks. Nom nom nom. Burger King's Pizza Burger. So this is exclusively at their New York store.
It's kind of a shame.
I'm looking
at that image and I'm oscillating between wanting to try it and knowing that it is death.
You don't have to eat it by yourself.
It doesn't even matter.
supposed to be shared.
Yes.
It's intended to be shared.
No, I would try to tackle that by myself.
You know what? Really, they say it's to share. Come on. People are going to try to eat this thing on their own.
Yeah.
You know, if you just didn't eat for the whole day.
So what is on this thing? This is a 9.5-inch wide bun filled with beef, pepperoni, mozzarella, pesto, and marinara sauce.
Mm. It's only about 2,500 calories.
Sweet.
Which
Jesus.
Is about the recommended daily intake for a man.
Twice adult recommended daily intake of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
This is why we all have heart attacks.
So yeah, they cut it into six pieces. So
good. We could all just have like 1/6 of it and then be able to eat for the rest of the day.
I think it looks really good.
It looks so
it
good,
does.
Guys.
I'm getting hungry looking.
Oh,
at
Speaking of getting hungry.
Yeah.
Om nom 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 nom. Christina Hendricks. I had another excuse to post pictures of her because she showed up in the advertisements for London Fog.
Do you pretty much like wake up every morning and Google Christina Hendricks? And if anything new has popped up, you write an article?
You know what? Salsi's really good about sending me the links on her.
Do you wake up every morning, Salsi, and Google Christina Hendricks?
For a long time, our number one post was a Christina Hendricks. Like, with all the content that Shuffling Shit has on for about a year.
Yeah.
So Christina Hendricks is number one. Now I think it's Bobby Kotick.
Well, yeah, that's true. The number one hits piece of the year is Bobby Kotick. But,
Bobby Kotick.
CEO of Activision Blizzard, don't worry about
it. Okay, we'll look
at
that.
Big tool. But, you know, she's been in some other things recently. She did a little work for a friend, advertising on Etsy, which is a kind of a sell-your-own craft website.
Yeah.
And she was in some other kind of magazine I've never heard of called Capital File, where she had some more hot photos there. And a great resource besides Shuffling Dead is a new website I found called Fuck Yeah Christina Hendricks, all caps.
Can you click on it?
Yeah.
Let's see what this is. Now, oh, tits.
Christina is wearing purple.
Wow, this is...
Could have put this on my RSS feed.
Up to the team.
Mad Men tonight.
Oh, damn, look at that dress.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Did you know she's not a natural redhead?
Yeah, I'm going to report that on the site, too.
Maybe that's where I learned it. I apologize.
So, I mean, don't abandon Shuffling Dead if you only visit us for Christina Hendricks news. But.
Well, there is some scandal because...
indeed.
Perez posted some pictures of, like, this London Fog photo.
Yeah.
That was unphotoshopped. And they did enhance her curves a bit.
Uh-oh.
Like, up here is probably accurate, but down here...
Oh, she's a little wider in the waist than the shows.
Yeah, that's a pretty tiny waist, though. It doesn't
look...
I'm fine with that. But, you know what? She's never topped the hotness of her appearance in Firefly.
Oh, God.
Saffron,
it's like Jewel's state. She's always going to be hot.
Jewel's state is so hot, though. Jewel State's in Stargate now.
Yeah.
But she just looks wrong without, like, a little bit of, like, engine grease on her kind of
and
thing.
And those coveralls.
And slightly better looking, or better clothes.
Yeah. It can't clean her up. She's got to be...
She's got to be...
Middle of some engine.
All right. Is there any other news this week, Salsi?
No, that's it.
That's it. Let's head into everything else we did in the site this week. Weskimo, you reviewed a game.
Finally.
This is like a game you've been playing for a very long time.
I haven't played it in a long time.
I know, but you played it a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's Borderlands.
Yep.
Weskimo, what'd you give this game?
I think I gave it a 4 out of 5, if I recall.
Yep.
Yep. 4 skulls out of 5. It's a pretty much a good game. I don't know. It's an RPG shooter. And it basically plays like Halo and Diablo crossed.
It's multiplayer, right?
It's up to 4-player multiplayer. And it works a lot better when you play with your friends rather than just random shit eaters on the internet.
Yep.
So, the Juggler and Brento were played with me for most of this. And, it was good times.
Oh, really? You actually co-op most of the game?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the game, one thing I didn't like about the game is that it doesn't deal well with characters that haven't gone through the quests together.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't got to the predetermined point like story progression, mm-hmm. and you're just joining in. You pretty much get left behind. You can't get any quest experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a huge handicap. So mm-hmm. pretty much whenever one of us logged off, we all did, and then maybe two of us would log back on with different characters and race around for a while. So that was pretty much one of the few downsides of the multiplayer.
How are the graphics?
Not bad. They had kind of a cartoony, more of a comic booky style.
They had a lot of advertising for graphics.
They did. They did. It was well done. Can't really complain too much about
the
graphics.
Demuser and I reviewed this game a long time ago.
Did you?
And I was pretty positive, I think.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I can't remember any complaints I had. Why does this guy have 9 toes and 3 balls?
I just found the image and I enjoyed it. He's just an enemy you kill. And every once in a while, when the game introduces a badass enemy kind of thing, mm-hmm. they just show up and they give the name and then a little funny thing.
Okay.
His name was 9 Toes because I think he lost a toe.
And the info was he had 3 balls.
Yeah, apparently he has 3
That's
balls. I thought that was something you would like to know.
Is he like undead?
No, he's just he's just a psycho.
Is he a human?
Yeah.
That's some weird muscle structure for a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to say, as someone who usually hates video games, I remember playing this with you, and I did not hate it.
Wow.
That was a good
start. It was actually kind of fun, right?
Yeah. I enjoyed it, okay.
Alright, what else have we got this week?
Eskimo.
Alright, Eskimo. Here is your question of the week.
Yep.
We've alluded to this previously. Star Trek? Question mark? What are you talking about?
Well, some people... I wouldn't say it's anyone specific,
uh-huh.
but
no
several
people.
It's no particular people.
That does this.
It's not just from a particular person here. I've heard it before as well, mm-hmm. where people when they're talking about Star Trek, they happen to say Star Trek.
Yep.
And that's always bugged me a little bit because I'm horribly anal about things like that.
You are.
I know. Anyway, but. And, I mean, you always think, we're like, okay, well, maybe it was just a quick slip of the tongue, a little mispronunciation, but it's not, because they say it again, and again, and again.
Star Trek.
How dare they?
I say Star Wars. So confusing.
What's more offensive, somebody saying Star Wars or Star Trek?
See, at least Star Wars is an actual thing, so getting the two things confused is fine, but Star Trek is nothing.
I like that you point out that track is pretty much the opposite of trek.
It's completely the opposite. It's not even a journey anymore.
Yeah.
It's just around in a circle, which I suppose is what... I would have thought that's what the Enterprise is supposed to do, is just go on patrol of the sectors that they were in, whatever.
But really, they boldly go.
They boldly go.
Where no man has gone before.
Yeah.
By the way, I was hoping this image would look like these two are hearing someone say Star Trek, and they're like, what the fuck?
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to note
that he's getting an erection, it looks like.
That's cool.
We've
There's no
freaking,
comment, so clearly no one is able as you are. So
I know.
Clearly.
Well,
George Takei might be.
Huh?
George Takei?
Takei.
Is it Takei or Takai? Because he hates that too.
Is that the gay guy
yeah.
who like, hates Shatner?
Yeah.
He hates Shatner?
There's
he's
a rivalry.
Hates Shatner.
There's a thing.
And he's like... roast or whatever, he was just pretty much like, fuck you and the horse you rode on, and he looked so sad.
If they had an argument, it would be so scary sounding. Like, the horse would win.
Man, I want to see that.
It'd be sweet. This guy just looks so creepy. Like, you just look at him and you think he likes little girls, and there's one sitting on
he
his
likes
lap,
big girls.
So I was,
she's
not
his
girl.
I posted this because I knew I would find a lot to say, and I knew Salsi would possibly say something about it, or maybe just endure what I had to say. Shameful Human this week is actually a whole bunch of people. It's the founder of Dig, Kevin Rose. This is dig.com, very famous website, as well as the entire community of that website, dig.com. So here's the story. Dig has developed a pretty loyal and massive following. They get about 25 million hits a day or a month or whatever.
That's a big difference.
A month, let's say. And,
just throw out some numbers.
And all the users kind of settled in. So all the users kind of settled into the, let's say, pretty ugly looking site that they had before and kind of the system they had going. And then they were developing version 4 of the site. They finally rolled it out. People freaked the fuck out. They're still freaking out. The whole 25 million strong community is going ballistic
not
here.
Not everybody is.
Oh, Kevin Rose. Salsi, what do you think of the new design of dig.com?
It's
Can we see Digg.com?
Yeah.
I've never been there. What does it look like?
I actually never visit there. I have to admit, I just use it through my RSS feed, so if they change a site, all I see is comment pages and...
what did it used to look like?
Pretty much just like this.
It looked like this, but it was green and pretty
comments
ugly.
Comments went all the way across the page.
Yes.
Wow.
It was more poorly laid out. And,
there's really no
like
difference
Twitter
at all.
Or something like
it's
that.
Like when Facebook makes the changes and people get angry,
Facebook
but then they love it,
changes,
and then they, everyone forgets, yes.
People need a reason to be angry, or their lives would be boring.
So what's your point here?
Well, my point is, look, to be fair, he did roll things out too early. The site's been very glitchy since he put it up. On the other hand, people are freaking out, but in general I think it's an improvement on the site. And it's just another example of nerds finding absolutely any excuse at all to whine and go crazy. Just like whenever they change the rules in Magic or Eskimo.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the same thing every
nerds
time.
Nerds lose their mind whenever anything changes. What did this guy say here? Oh, I like some of these comments you posted here to go along with your article. What the fuck did you do, Kevin Rose, fix this shit? By swelling. Oh yeah.
Down here at the bottom is the best one. This is from Michael.
Yep.
Michael was
Noobs does not just have a stutter. That's actually the guy's screen name.
Michael.
Let's see. No blurry button.
Yeah.
Digg has become Facebook. What's with this social media shit? I already have a Facebook account simply because I'm forced to if I don't want to make new accounts everywhere.
What is that?
Because, like, you can log in with Facebook on different sites.
Oh,
like
right.
Shuffling Dead.
Yeah.
Now the view sucks,
yeah.
I can't easily bury a shitty story like this one, and it keeps trying to integrate with this social shit. I'm antisocial and asocial. Yes, I actively want the downfall of society. Yes, I dislike everyone, even those who agree with me. I'm your usual Digg user. We don't like this shit, put it back.
See, I think I fit this category that he's talking about at all, but the only thing is, I'm actually... antisocial and asocial on Digg, so I don't care if I can dig or bury, because I don't want to.
What is dig or bury?
Well, you post links to the site, and then people either voted up if they like it, or they voted down if they don't like it. Except
right.
They've gotten rid of the voting down now. That's one of the big changes. And, actually, this very post got about 5 dig ups on there, and one person commented saying, I dig you down, but they got rid of the bury function.
Now they have bury back on comments.
Do it on comments, but he's talking about, like, actual
articles.
This guy sounds
yeah.
like
yeah.
someone
yeah.
awesome.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, there
Who
you go.
Who cares if this guy's angry? He sounds pretty useless anyway, so, really.
I actively wish for the downfall of society.
Yeah, well, that's
what
lovely.
What the fuck?
It's pretty
Have
cool.
some kids,
mother's
dude.
So that's a big claim right there.
All right, we did a definitive 50 here this week. It was Aerobiz Supersonic, Weskimo's favorite game.
Oh.
It's only number 46, Wes.
I know. I knew it was going to be in there, and I'm happy that it came sooner rather than later, I suppose.
I have a feedback of it.
I think I posted something about it sucking.
You posted, Brentar posted, and a special guest also posted.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Brentor says, I tried to play this when I first got an SNES. I was still very young, seemed impossible. Watching this video makes me want to play it, and
yes.
Now... Play it now and see if 15 additional years of life experience are sufficient to let me run an airline business now without utter confusion and bankruptcy. And then Weskimo commented, it will just make you hate your SNES. This is not a good game.
Oh.
And then our special guest, Noobs 2.
Oh.
That would be the sister's spawn of Noobs 1.
Uh-huh.
Says, what the fuck? This game was awesome, Weskimo. I love the music they played when you were in Asia, which is coincidentally Noobs is One's also favorite song.
Let's move on. We must have done a video review this week.
You did.
Oh,
it was called Let's Tap.
Let's
and
Tap.
Apocalyptic Girl helped you review it.
Yes, that's right. And it was pretty bad, but it's amusing nonetheless. Salsa, you and I played it once. What's your take?
I think you really sucked, and all the other modes were stupid except for the racing mode.
What do you do in Let's Tap?
You get a box, and you put your Wiimote across it, and then you tap the box, and it makes your little dude run.
Oh, is it like the thing that Beyonce had in that commercial for that game? And she was like,
No, that was a DS game.
Oh, okay.
So, it was pretty bad. But
Aww.
I like the racing, and I really like the kind of the bongo drum minigame they had in there. But otherwise, yeah, it's pretty bad. There it is. Look, doesn't that look fun? Yeah.
Whoever did this was very good. I'm assuming it's a puzzle.
No, that was me.
Are you sure? Because it's the 70 combo.
Yeah, I was pretty good at it.
I don't believe.
So lots of
it. I would enjoy this game. Just
they'll probably let you borrow it.
Lots of innuendo in that one.
Well, I get it.
We can barely get her to handle playing magic. Character, so.
Tap. So, see anything else on the site this week?
No, it's open for conversation.
Wow. Anybody have anything they'd like to chat about?
Really? I have a confession to make.
Okay.
After watching your review of Dragon Quest IX, I went out and bought the game, and now I'm addicted to Dragon Quest IX. It's a pretty good game for a DS. It's a little RPG.
Okay.
And when you change it, when you buy a new outfit, it actually puts it on your little sprite. You can change it.
So you can, like, customize
it. You like the game because you can play dress up.
And then I go and pull some monsters.
And then you what?
Yeah, she, yeah. No, what do you do? Pones some monsters. That's P-O-N-S, right? Mm, it's more like rape. Oh, okay. So then you rape some monsters with your little colorful, with your dressed up sprite.
Hey, in this game, if you're fashionable enough, you'll actually stun the monster.
Whoa.
It's just like Pena, you dress up for
a
function.
Why are you playing woman games? Why are you playing
I'm not playing that game.
Is it noobs?
Yeah,
who did the review?
Myself and Apocalypse. But it is not a woman game. It is.
I've never reviewed a DS game.
Insanely huge in Japan.
Yeah, it's that Japan's like favorite game series. I'm not exaggerating, and they're really promoting
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Seriously, is Pokemon still?
It's Dragon Quest and Pokemon.
Black and White has like the most pre-orders ever.
What's Black and White?
That's the new Pokemon games that are coming out.
Seriously, people. Okay, how many Pokemon are there now?
Like 500 or something.
Jesus. And there's probably people who know all 500.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could have a contest to see who can name more if you want.
You should do that at Nerd Olympics next year.
I would love to do that. But, you know, last year I nominated who can memorize pi to the most digits, and my INOC staff mates rejected it.
Well, we voted it down.
That seems like
we voted it down hard. Yeah.
Well, forum member John, he would do quite well.
That's true, but I still have bets on Nicholas Pickles.
Oh yeah, Black and White is the fastest DS game to reach 1 million consumer pre-orders.
Wow. Yeah, it's not out yet, so that's going to be huge.
That's ridiculous.
But,
what's this other game? Can we
Dragon Quest 9.
Dragon Quest 9.
You don't have a DS.
My brother
does.
You should get a DS.
I could get a DS. I could be nerdy.
Do a DS when it comes out.
Then you could play Call of Duty on your DS, too.
Fuck.
Yeah, you could.
I don't want to play, that seems like
no, you don't
want to
do
enjoy.
It. It'd be horrible.
You could look
at
our video.
We can find our footage.
Yeah.
Okay. See, maybe it'll make me want to play.
You know, Noobs, I noticed that you've lapsed out of doing Magic of the Week.
Yeah, I should get back
He's
into that.
He's done, like, nothing of the week other than
say,
Shameful Human. I'm
well,
so sick
does
of Shameful Human.
Well, he every once in a while.
No, he doesn't. He stopped for, like, 2 months.
I love Shameful Human.
I used to love Interneter.
Well, admittedly, we are doing a lot more content than we used to.
Yeah, we're the site's
yeah,
growing every day,
you did
guys.
Pretty much all the updates this week.
Hey.
I'm busy editing.
And I didn't write much.
And Noobs has a job now.
Yeah, I'm employed.
Oh, there's one of the epic cutscenes. It's kind of a little Dragon Ball Z ugly.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if
the actual games.
Ooh, there's some pretty sexy footage.
She's like, I like colors. And then she's wearing a color photo.
So, Sulcy, how many hours in are you?
About 20.
20 already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hours.
So,
yeah, I'm surprised
are
you
going
to
go back
to tear yourself away from the game to do the podcast with us
I
today?
I know.
Are you going
to
go back and play the
leave.
Other eight?
I think it's a 40-hour game.
Yeah.
Well, for the story,
it is. But I mean, the other Dragon Quests.
No.
No, not interested.
This is the first where you can actually change your business.
Oh, that's what really counts.
The other ones have different job systems, though. I think it's more.
What were you going to say, Weskimo?
I was going to say, we're coming up on the end of August here.
Yes.
Which means our to-do lists are coming to
coming
to close here.
Should we give a bit of a preview?
I'm very excited to see how this has been going.
So, Noobs, how did August treat you? Because I know you were having a little trouble getting going.
Well, you know what? I took care of the yoga goal recently.
Really?
Oh, how was that? I love
it. It brought out his nerd hunch.
Yes, Salsi pointed out to me that I have a really bad nerd hunch.
You do.
My posture is an atrocity.
I know the other day you were playing basketball and you were like measuring yourself against someone. You're like, no, wait until I stand up straight. But you were actually a
He was, like, bending down to touch his toes, and honestly, like, he was all rolled up. I don't know.
Attractive. So, Weskimal, I mean, yeah, what kind of preview can you give us for kind of the end of summer here? Like, do you feel like you've done well enough?
You know what? Looking at the list, and, I mean, a lot of it was hopefuls. Yeah. Like, I knew it wouldn't happen. And there's a few things that there's no chance I can do. Like, I've got, even just look at the video games category there, I probably have, 150 hours worth of video games in there.
Right.
Holy shit.
So, notably, I've only beaten Final Fantasy 13. That's the only one off the list. I have.
Well, one of them is Play StarCraft 2.
I did get that one off the list as well. And I'm very close to swearing it off. I pretty much one more playthrough with Brent. With Brentor will let me cross that off. And I should be able to beat Army of Two by the end of the summer.
Now,
as well.
Star Ocean Till the End of Time, is that the game with the worst voice acting ever? Is that the game I'm thinking of?
Possibly. It's the PlayStation 2 one.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It has pretty bad voice acting. It's kind of a fun game, though.
We
didn't buy a bike because I bought a dog, and if I'm out
about. Did you day hike with your dog?
No, I didn't. If I have time
to. Did you bake
a
fucking cake?
Not
yet. Never bake me a cake, asshole. Bake me a fucking cake.
And I was gonna get in trouble at this part.
Alright, I probably should have left this alone. But all in all, my sexual repertoire is doing fine.
I think that's doing
has it been expanded?
You did make me a sandwich the other day when I told you.
Does that count for flowers?
I already got flowers. Yeah.
You didn't titty fuck Christina Hendricks.
Oh, no. Damn it.
As far as I know, you have not done two chicks at the same time.
Both lofty goals.
Yeah.
But
one of them pretty much impossible, I should point out.
All in all, I find that I've done well enough for myself this summer. You should see a few more things crossed off the list.
Did you get over Michelle Branch?
Why would I? Why?
Because it's your goal.
Who the hell is Michelle Branch?
Oh, you know that one-hit wonder.
So hot.
She had that song. She's not that hot.
She's pretty hot.
She's
pretty
hot. But you know, anyways.
Anyway, yeah, I've been doing okay. How you doing for August
Well, August has, I'm sure, been better a month for me than the previous months, plus all the ongoing goals that I get to cross off.
Yeah, those are going to be good.
200 Facebook fans.
You just put 100.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was a silly goal.
Well, because I thought I almost put 100 Facebook fans as my goal, and then I got to go all the way. So, by the way, we're at 98 right now. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, pretty much I don't think I've read anything this summer. Oh, I saw Twilight, though.
That's a really good goal.
I watched a TV series of my lady friend's choosing.
Which TV series was it?
It was called...
Densha
Otoko.
Oh, so it's
Train Japanese. Man. Yeah.
Was it anime?
No, live action.
They have actual live action TV
drama.
You'd be shocked.
Did you see The Expendables yet?
No.
Let's go see that.
I've tried to convince Elsie to see that.
I said just go without me.
Let's go tonight.
You can come with me as a particular person.
Yeah.
I actually played Donkey Kong Country 3.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Generally, pretty much all the goals that would have been awesome did not happen.
Like, he didn't steal Miyamoto's powers.
No, I mean...
You didn't do Zorbing, did you?
No, again...
What's J-L-L-I?
I think that's where you, like, have the scoops and you whip the ball with the scoops.
Well, why would you not know if it is for sure if it's on your list?
Because I heard it's awesome, but I don't
really
know anything
about it.
Did you
walk with
Dubious? I did not. I actually did not.
I haven't seen Dubious in a...
You saw him at Magic Night.
Yeah, that was the first time in months.
I saw him at Folk Fest.
How's your nose hair been?
Did you get a cell phone?
It's pretty good. No, I don't have a cell phone.
That's so easy. Just go get a cell phone.
Working on it.
I see that you have jerk off crossed off.
Yeah, I took care of that one.
This is like not even a month. It's just the list.
Did you visit Japan? Why would you put that on your summer goals? You know you're not going to fucking visit Japan.
Yeah, it could happen.
Did you end up cleaning out the university email account?
I did not.
No?
You did, though.
Yeah, it was awful.
I cleaned out my account. I went from like almost 1,000 emails to like...
It's terrifying. 60. It's it's not even worth the satisfaction of crossing off your list. It was so
abysmal. It's awesome. I went to like swept it off of my fucking Hotmail. There's like a new thing where you just click one and then you push sweet and it gets rid of like all the Facebook, because that's all it was.
Oh, that would be...
Awesome. In Google, you can filter... Oh, wait, yeah.
This is the university account that we're talking about.
You can log into the university one through Google.
One more question about that.
Yeah.
Is, have you succeeded in, or what's your plan to start the internet holy war between Sonic and Dragon Ball fans?
Yeah, I never really had a clear idea of how that was going to happen exactly.
Yeah,
maybe to meet you?
I was going to hate them both.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in order to be explanatory enough, mm-hmm. we would need to involve the amuser.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he has hated on Sonic, and he has hated on Dragon Ball before. And you and I have done that hating as well.
Most definitely.
But we can never seem to get the two groups together in the same room at the same time to then stab each other to death.
Can I add something?
Go ahead.
Can we go to a Japanese karaoke boss and sing?
I would love to do that. That is on my list.
Then do we have any sort of Japanese karaoke in here where we are?
No.
We have karaoke, would that count?
No, it's not the same at all.
Oh, it could be.
What if we found one that was run by a Japanese guy?
Still not the right thing.
Who likes to watch little foreign videos.
Still not the same thing, because the thing with Japan is you rent a room and you and your friends go in the room and do karaoke.
I think there's a person who has found one in Edmonton. If she has...
I would like to do that.
There's
yes.
a maid cafe in Everton.
There's a what?
A maid cafe.
What's a maid cafe?
You're so in
it. I don't know any of these things.
Salsa, you want to tell her?
Yes.
Oh no, she's going to Google.
Oh, I'm very excited to see what a Japanese maid cafe is. Oh.
Pretty much you can see it all right
there's
here.
There's like a big dog thing and little Asians. No.
I think this is...
Dog?
Yeah, dog.
Why are they with a big dog?
I have no idea. That must be their mascot.
So it's just a bunch of Japanese ladies mm-hmm. dressed up as maids.
Yeah, you go to it's like going to a restaurant or a coffee house, and the girls, the waitresses, are all dressed like maids, and they are really nice to you. It's kind of like going to Hooters, except they're dressed like maids.
Oh, we should do that. Can we go to the Edmonton Japanese Maid Cafe?
One day.
When I'm a little older.
Yeah, I don't know if you can handle it yet.
We have a full appreciation.
Yeah, I wonder if are they authentic Asian?
Do they have to all be
Japanese
Asian
servers?
If it's
Edmonton and Canada is an equal opportunity.
If it's supposed to be authentic, then it's
a maid cafe. It's not a Japanese maid cafe.
Okay, well then it could be anything, right?
So,
why, are you not going to go now?
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm totally going to go anyway.
So.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know how romantic that would be.
I don't care, it'd be awesome.
So I think we're pretty much done for this week on Shuffling Deadcast, so I'd like to thank our many guests this week.
Okay.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Episode 31 is at its conclusion.
It should. Sorry for, like, stiff.
It wasn't too hard,
No, I was just talking, and it's good.
Yeah. This has been Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. Remember, you can learn more about everything you've heard today by visiting ShufflingDead.com.
It's robot.
We do show notes, so check those out, and we link to all the stories we discussed today.
Look at the hamburger, guys. Look at the hamburger pizza.
Oh, sweet dude. God. I want a burger now.
Also, check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/shufflingdead. Follow us on Facebook by searching for shufflingdead.com on there. We are at 98 fans. We are two away from 100, folks. When we get
my mom.
Custom URL, guys. Or see our videos at youtube.com/Marnax, that's MARNAX.
Oh yeah, what's coming up next week?
Let's see, Weskimo and I did a couple reviews today.
Next week will be
hang
a lovely...
Hang on, it's a spoiler.
Oh.
Tease it.
A tease.
Give us a tease.
A tease, okay.
A fabulous performance.
Fabulous! A performance of the likes you have never witnessed before. I had tears streaming down my eyes.
Must be good.
So, and be excited, folks. Please.
Here's my preview for the Definitive 50 next week. It has something to do with rocking out with your cock out.
Really?
Actually, it has more to do with rock and roll.
I know what it is.
So, finally, contact Salsi and I and the rest of the ShufflingDead.com crew. At hosts@shufflingdead.com. That's hosts@shufflingdead.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Stay pasty.